considerable attention has been paid to the size or relative size of the human brain. The first point of interest is that the ratio of brain weight to body is at a maximum at birth and decreases with age, reaching a fairly steady level by maturity. In other words, newborn babies have very large brains, relatively speaking, weighing some 300 grams. This is roughly the size of the brain of an adult male chimpanzee. Children and their brains continue to grow for many years, gradually increasing their ability to learn and remember. There have been suggestions that the growth of the brains of children is not steady, but occurs suddenly, each period of rapid growth being associated with a particularly important development or intellectual stage. These stages could be the ability to reason abstractly, to talk, or even to do arithmetic. The idea of sudden brain growth is still around, but has not attracted much enthusiasm. The possible difference between the relative size of male and female brains of the same age, taking into consideration differences in weight, has inevitably drawn much attention. So far, no great difference has been found in relative size between ethnic groups. Obviously, the brain of a small Japanese teenager is very much smaller than that of a giant Russian boy. But when brain size is adjusted for size or weight of the body, there does not seem to be any great advantage for either with respect to intelligence. Moreover, in measuring intelligence, one has, of course, to take into account the effects of education and cultural background. Individual brain sizes, particularly of famous people, have also attracted attention, but with very few real results. The brain of Albert Einstein, an intellectual giant of the 20th century, has intrigued many people. It is said to have been relatively large, and parts of it were recently discovered, lovingly preserved by an admirer, somewhere in the USA. It was suggested that his genius might have been due to the size or number of certain brain cells. However, on closer examination, there was actually very little difference between the brain cells of Einstein and those of other people.